Hello, everyone. My name is Steven Dutzman. I am the host of the EFG Daily Commute, and this is a very special episode for two reasons. One, because I am not alone. I'm surrounded by the entire EFG E3 crew, sans Linda, because she's doing something. But I have Tila here.
Hi.
And I have John, the man behind the curtain.
What's up, guys?
And I have John Roble.
Hey.
The fair and just commish. And James, the video guy.
Woo.
And Evan is off somewhere doing something weird. We are now going to talk about another LEGO game. We just got finished talking about the Forza Horizons 4 LEGO Speed Champions DLC. High five, because I got it right. Boom.
Good job.
And now we're talking about LEGO Star Wars. We should not be trying to do that. We're going to talk about the LEGO Star Wars The Skywalker Saga. LEGO games are never going to go away. You used to work at GameStop. LEGO games always, people were always buying them, right?
Yeah, I live for LEGO games, first of all. Yeah, they're just extreme fun across the board for everyone.
And it's because they very rarely do they change anything huge about the formula. There's always like a little thing different. Like with LEGO Avengers, they had big figs all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And so like, there's always just like little stuff. What's up with this Skywalker saga? I think the big trick here is that it's all of the Star Wars movies. We're just going to play through the plot of the entire Star Wars saga?
They did that before with Harry Potter. They did the complete saga, the first six movies. So it just makes sense to add the other three because they made the other two.
This is apparently a brand new game, though. It's not the old games rehashed. I was just reading just before we came out here. Mm-hmm. Completely new game.
See, that wasn't pointed out.
Right.
So this isn't like a remaster with like a couple extra things. This is not you're going
to
start...
Not to my current understanding from what's out there.
That sounds pretty awesome to me. Listen, you know what? I mean, because they started with like Luke fighting Darth Vader.
And then he cut
off Luke's hand and then he went, oh, and then pulled his own hand off.
Sorry, son.
Oh, my God.
But like, they already made a game
spoilers.
Like that.
Spoilers.
If you've somehow never seen Star Wars.
They made a LEGO Star Wars collection on 3DS that is literally every LEGO Star Wars.
Yeah, but apparently they're remaking them. I'm down. I mean,
that,
listen.
That was every LEGO Star Wars game in one cartridge. So
but that won't have
game.
Force Awakens and Last Jedi, so.
Yeah.
This is the other three.
Listen,
this
I mean,
I'm going to guess that this one is just like all the nine movies in one.
Could you all nine movies. Could you imagine the collection of dudes you can get? Like all the characters that you can collect? Considering it's the entire... This game is going to be
the Batman LEGO game had everybody to the point where like Stanley's in it. Kevin Smith's in it. Like there is so many different people in the Batman... Beyond Gotham,
the
I
third
think.
One, yeah, they did. They did the
literally everybody them. In the kitchen sink is in that game.
Okay,
according to
Kotaku, and they're a reliable source, it's called The Skywalker Saga. It doesn't appear to be a mere collection of older games. Instead, this is an all-new game condensing the events of the entire mainline Star Wars series, including The Last Jedi and the upcoming Rise of Skywalker, into a single title. And he says, a little opening here, but it's fine. It's exciting to see a new LEGO Star Wars game. Even more exciting that the Force Awakens section of the trailer suggests they're going to go back into... they're going back into silent comedy, which was always a lot funnier than the voice gags they've tried in later games. And I 1,000,000% agree.
Totally, I do too.
Because just avoiding voice acting and just going into like just the muffled like, also, bet you it was way cheaper because not having to pay voice actors. This is all in. They didn't say anything about when it's coming. I'm surprised they announced it at the Microsoft stage, but they had to show some family stuff.
My guess, either December or early next year, as, you know, Skywalker, like, dies down.
If it comes out before December 25th, it is absolutely going to find its place on all of our EFG holiday recommendations.
Yeah, exactly.
Because... I mean, a new LEGO game, it's hard to not recommend.
The reason that they showed it at the conference is to promote their online service.
Yeah.
They want people getting the Xbox online.
Wait, but it's on Game Pass?
It will be.
Yeah, I think it was listed as Game Pass.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, wow, but it won't be exclusive to Game Pass, though.
It will be available.
You know what
Game
that thing's going to be? That thing's going to be on Switch. Do you know how many people are going to buy that game on Switch?
Hello? Yes.
I mean, me, probably.
One of the perks of working there is getting free games sometimes.
Yeah. One of the perks of having a boyfriend who works at GameStop.
Yeah. Jeez, you it's fine. I don't get any perks from you having a boyfriend at GameStop.
I know. You, well, it's fine. I mean, he'll put stuff aside for you if I call him up.
Yeah.
Nice. Anyway, everyone, thank you very much for listening. We're going to stop recording this episode, and then we're going to start recording something else. Don't know what it is. We're going to figure that in between. Y'all have a great day. Until next time, don't forget
to get your family game on.
Bye.